rest assured in that great truth,
yes,
that it is well with our soul.
Amen.
And the only way that that can be is for there to be nothing between you and your Savior. Whether you, if you lost, you know there's plenty between you and Him.
Amen.
It cannot be well with a man's soul that's lost. But if you're saved, there can still be things that interfere with our fellowship and our communion.
Amen.
And we need to make sure as God's children that those things are all taken care of.
Amen.
That there be nothing between us and Him. The songwriter said, nothing between me and my Savior. And that's the way it ought to be in all of us. Well, I want to preach again out of 1 John this morning. You'll turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter number 2. I want to preach out of these verses again this morning. 1 John 2 and verse number 8. We'll read two verses. He said in 1 John 2:8, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness, even until now. I'll probably not have an opportunity to mention this, but that darkness referred to there could refer to the darkness of sin.
Amen.
There's no doubt that a man that hates his brother is living in the darkness of sin.
Amen.
But it also could mean the darkness of the shadows and types of the old Mosaic covenant.
Amen.
That he had never been brought into the glorious light of the cross that brought him into deliverance and made him a child of God. A lot of the Jewish people were that way. They couldn't seem to get beyond Moses and the law. But I'm glad it was just a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ.
Amen.
Thank God. And when Christ saved us, He set us free.
Yes, sir.
From the law of sin and death.
Amen.
Thank God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank You, Lord, for the singing this morning. Thank You for the Sunday school hour. Thank You for the good time of fellowship. I pray that You'll bless Brother Hall now and make me a blessing to the people of God. Help me to rightly divide the word of truth. Help me to preach the gospel to sinners. Help me to glorify Your wonderful name. I do pray that You'll fill me with the Spirit of God, with wisdom and power. You'll help me to speak forth words of righteousness, truth, and verity and honesty. I pray this morning that You'd breathe upon us as You've never done before in converting sinners and reviving the people of God. Help the grieved, the brokenhearted. Bless those that are sick, those that are away from us. Help them, those that are facing trials and tribulations and problems of life. I pray for them in a special way. Thank You again, Lord, for what You did for us Thursday and Friday on the marathon, sending in the money in such a speedy way. Thank You for the people that worked and labored, the food that was brought, the men that came and helped. Thank God for them. I pray now You'll bless the preacher and Your people, and we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Verse number 9 is our text verse for the morning hour. He that saith he is in the light. That is, he that professes to be in the light of the gospel and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Notice that he that hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. I've got a simple thought and a simple message I want to bring this morning for a little while. I'll try not to detain you too long. But I want to preach for a little while on the origins of hatred. Please don't lock up on me now. On the origins of hatred. Where does hatred come from? How in the world can it be that men and women have their hearts full of hatred. Before I get too far, I want to say this, lest I forget it, that you and I as God's people need to guard against that too. According to Ephesians chapter number 4, we need to guard against hypocrisies and malice, hatred and animosities and all this. We better take heed to that. But where did this hatred originate from? Where does it come from? And it's used very strongly in the Scripture. It's used very strongly here. You know, when God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the garden, He gave them or imparted to them certain natural affections that caused them to love one another. But the natural affections that God placed in man at the creation were lost when Adam fell. When he transgressed the law of God, that love and affection that was there by divine creation departed. Man became depraved in his life. That means that he's dead in trespasses and sins. And he's got something that is separated between him and God, and that is sin.
Amen.
And he could not get to God. But I'm glad when Adam could not get to God, God got to where Adam was.
Amen.
And it's that way today. Man that's lost still cannot get to God.
Amen.
And he cannot love God. In fact, he has that enmity with God. But thanks be unto the Lord that when man couldn't get to God, God came to man. And he came in the person of Christ and died on the cross, but the Lord didn't stop there. He is still coming to man in the person of the Holy Ghost in conviction and power, and convicting that man of his lost condition and his sin, and bringing him to a knowledge of the Son of God. Amen. That is exactly right. So now that man is in a depraved nature, he now loves what he ought to hate, and he hates what he ought to love.
Right.
Somebody said, "Preacher, can you prove that?" Certainly. John 3:19, Brother John said, "And this is the condemnation that light has come into the world."
Amen.
And men, get this now, love darkness.
Amen.
Rather than light. Men are love light. God lighteth every man's soul that cometh into the world. Hey, I'd much rather walk in light, be in fellowship with God, than to live in darkness, ladies and gentlemen, be on a broad way that is leading me to a Christless eternity.
Amen.
But man wouldn't, that light is coming into the world. And men love darkness rather than light. They're loving what they ought to hate. And therefore they're hating what they ought to love. Somebody said, "Why do they do that?" It's very simple. He tells us there, because their deeds were evil.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you why men don't like light. Their deeds are evil.
Amen.
That's why men kick out of church before they get saved. The preaching reproves them of their sin. The preaching reproves them of their evil heart. The preaching reproves them of their pernicious ways. And they don't like to be told that they're sinners.
Amen.
But they are, and I'm going to tell you, it'd be a happy day when folks realize they are sinners, because that's who He came to save.
Amen.
He didn't come to call righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Yes.
Thank God. Amen. Now, notice, thus the divine work of grace that God brings about at salvation is to renovate and restore these disordered affections to their right place, and fix them upon their proper objects. Now, I shouldn't have to take time, I've preached on this enough, to labor on the objects of our love. But man is to love the Lord thy God with all his heart, mind, body, and soul.
Amen.
And fellas, man is to love his wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And we are to love the brethren.
Amen.
And as He laid down His life for us, we are to love our brothers enough to lay down our life for them as well. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, put the capstone on it when he said we ought to love our enemies.
Amen.
Now I'm telling you, when we can arrive there,
Amen.
We have come to somewhat of a mature state in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When we can learn to love those
Amen.
That are contrary to us and against everything that we stand for.
Amen.
That's not an easy thing to do, by the way. Amen. Let me say this now. The one or the other, that is either love or hatred, one or the other, will inevitably regulate and dominate our life.
Amen.
If we're saved by the grace of God, love will regulate how we live in our conduct.
Amen.
It will also dominate what we do in life.
Amen.
But if we're lost and without God, hatred is the other end of the pole.
Amen.
You've heard of men and women being bipolar. They swing from one pole to the next.
Amen.
You got what I'm saying? They can be sweet as sugar one minute and meaner than the devil the next.
Amen.
And here's both ends of the pole in spiritual matters. One end of that pole is love, and if we're saved, hey, that love that's there will regulate and dominate our life. But if we're lost and without God, mark it down, that hatred has filled hearts exactly like it did Ananias in chapter number 5 of Acts. Amen. And that hatred will dominate and regulate our life. Can't help but to do it, church. Come on now. Come on now. The human heart is a soil that must produce a crop of some sort. It cannot lie as fallow ground. It will produce. The Bible said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? He said, I, the Lord, search the heart and I try the way. And I'm telling you, it cannot be fallow ground. The heart will produce. Out of an evil heart come evil surmising, murders, thefts, amen, adulteries, fornications, and all manner of sin. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Now I'm telling you, most sin will begin with an evil thought of some kind that will lead to something else if we're not careful. Better know that's right. Amen. In the absence of the Spirit's fruit, I'll guarantee you, a man's heart will produce weeds of sin.
Amen.
That's why men are drunks.
Amen.
Because they hate righteousness.
That's right. Amen.
They hate God.
Amen.
They hate the church. They hate the Bible.
Amen.
That's what's going on in our country today. I have never seen such a chaotic disarray in all my life, and disorder is what there is in America today, and it's because men's hearts have been lifted up with pride, and that pride is regulated and dominated by the hate that has filled them through their depraved nature, and most of them need to get saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Say amen right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. Now, he that is not with Christ is against him. You listen to what I'm getting ready to say. Matthew 12:30 said, he that is not with me is against me.
Amen.
It don't take a wizard to figure that out. And unless you're born again, you're against him.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I don't care what people say from their lips.
Amen.
Lip service don't mean a flip to God.
Amen.
He is looking for love that is love in actions and in the deeds that we do and not in the lip service that we render.
Amen.
Lip service won't get you anywhere, friend.
Yes.
Not with God. Amen.
Amen.
It's got to be real. It's got to come from the heart.
Yes.
Amen. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad.
Amen.
Brother Farrell Shepherd said he heard an old mountain preacher get up and was going to preach on that verse in Matthew 12:30. Said he preached on scratching the board. He misspelled and misread scattereth abroad and took it to mean scratching a board. And he said, believe it or not, he said, one old man actually got up during the invitation, crying, said, God help me. Said, I don't want splinters under my fingernails in hell all of my life. He honestly thought he was going to have to scratch a board in hell. He didn't say scratch a board. He said scattereth abroad. That's clear likewise. If a man is not gathering with God, that is, if our labors are not involved somewhere in trying to gather together those that are Christ in Him, then we are definitely scattering abroad.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, it's coming about by that hateful attitude and hateful spirit.
Amen.
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 While life is absent, death is present. You better get a hold of that. If you don't have life, you are living in death.
Amen.
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 The antithesis of light is darkness.
Amen.
Get a hold of this, no. Now, there's no twilight in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You're either in light or you're in darkness.
Amen.
You're either in love or you're in hatred. Now, wait, no, don't misunderstand me. I may preach on this tonight, or it may be in my notes here. But that love is not perfected overnight.
Amen.
It takes a while for love to be perfected, but there will be love there if the Spirit's there. The very first fruit of that Spirit is love.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Listen to what Brother Hall's saying now. There's no twilight in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
There's no gray zone.
Amen.
Lost or saved, in or out,
Amen.
On or off.
Amen.
Come on, you that are saved, help me out now.
Amen.
Now, he that is not in the light is in darkness, and he that is not loves not his brother
Amen.
Must therefore hate him. My text says, he that saith is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. And if we're not in that light, then we must be in darkness. And if we're in darkness, that Bible said that we hate our brother.
Amen.
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 Well, if y'all ain't liking this one, you sure ain't going to like the one tonight. The human heart may be like that house. In Matthew 12, it may be cleansed and garnished, but still left vacant. And morality may to some extent restrain the passions and the beauty of the outward character. But unless love is enthroned, hatred must inevitably establish the reign in the heart. If love is not enthroned, and somebody said, how in the world can I have love enthroned in my heart? It's easy by Christ in you, the hope of glory. There is only one way to enthrone love within our hearts, and that is to be born again, that the love of God may be shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I'm going to tell you, you set God on your heart's throne. You have enthroned love because God is love.
Amen.
Amen. You know who's a ramrod of hate, don't you?
Yeah.
Slew foot.
Amen.
Forked tongue.
Amen.
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 Devil, serpent, old snake.
Amen.
That old serpent, the devil.
Amen.
I'll guarantee you, he is at the head of it all. The devil hates God. He hates holiness, hates righteousness. Now I'm telling you, if you love sin and hate righteousness, you're living in hatred and you're lost. Somebody that's saved will love righteousness and hate sin. That don't make us exempt from the temptations of it, but we'll hate it. I'm going to tell you, most people have never learned the differ between the flesh and the spirit. That flesh has got a long way to go. And I'm going to tell you, when that sin creeps in that flesh, that lust in that flesh, you better make sure there's a spiritual man there to combat that, or you yield to it. And a lot of folks that are saved are yielding to it anyway.
Amen.
I never seen the likes of the stinking meth going on in Baptist churches. The way some folks live, make a dog puke. Amen. That's right. And call themselves Christians. They ain't a bit more Christian than, bless God, than Muhammad was a Christian. Amen. God go to church on Sunday and drink liquor on Saturday night and come into church with liquor on their breath Sunday morning and talk about being saved. Dancing, carousing, running around, honky-tonking, shooting pool, playing, shooting dice, shooting craps, playing poker, pool, football games, basketball games, football games, all kinds of, all that mess. Somebody said, are you for the Wildcats? I'm not for no cat. Much less a wild one. Amen. Somebody said, they got 9 lives. Let me catch one of the egg suckers. We'll find out how many lives they got. Just a joking now, you animal lovers out there. Now, listen carefully. To hate is to despise. To hate is to detest and hold another in utter contempt. It is not a transient notion of the affections, but a deeply rooted species of loathing. Hatred is for injury. It is a murderous lust which desires the destruction of its object. Amen. So if a man or a woman hates their brother, their main object is to injure and destroy that individual. God help us, church. I'm telling you, God help us to learn to love one another as Christ loved His disciples and has given us an old commandment. John gave us a new commandment that as Christ loved His own, that you and I are to love one another also. Was it James that said, but if you bind and devour one another? Cannot bite and devour one another and tell me we love one another. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. If you love somebody, you'll be around where they're at. Miss Hall goes to the bathroom. Sometimes I'll follow her in there. What are you doing, babe? Playing mumbly peg. I love her. I want to know where she's at and what she's doing. I want to be around her. Amen. Amen. You want to be around Christ if you love Him. Yeah. You want to be around the church if you love Christ. Yeah. Amen. You want to be around one another if you love one another. Come on in the house now. Amen. Where does this hatred originate? I've just got about 3 little points and I'll be done. A couple illustrations. Number 1, hatred originates in an evil heart. In an evil heart. Do you remember the story of Cain and Abel? In Genesis chapter number 4, how it came at a period of time, it came to pass that Cain and Abel both brought an offering unto the Lord. Amen. And the Bible said that Cain brought the fruit of the ground. But Abel bought the firstlings of the flock. And God had respect to Abel's offering, but He did not have respect unto Cain's offering. And old Cain became jealous because Abel's sacrifice was accepted by God and his was rejected. Amen. Now you hear me well. Hatred often begins in a jealous heart. Amen. You grow jealous because God blesses somebody more than God blesses you. Oh, God, don't do it that way. I've got news for you, friend. God will reward and bless the good doer more than the evil doer. And God does bless somebody more than, and I think one of the biggest reasons is Those God blesses, like Brother Bell said in Sunday school, they have learned to give God the glory for it.
Amen.
Rather than trying to take credit for it themselves. That jealousy cropped up because God accepted Abel's offering and rejected Cain's. You know, Solomon 8:6 says, jealousy is cruel as a grave. Boy, I'm telling you, jealousy is a cruel thing. God help us in here never to get jealous over one another in what we do for Christ or what we can do. Maybe somebody sings and somebody don't. Somebody gives a little more and others give. Somebody don't have the gift. Somebody sweeps the floor more than somebody else. Hey! And we get upset because we might be doing a little bit more than them. That's just as bad. I'm telling you, jealousy is a cruel thing. You'd be amazed at brothers and brothers and brothers and sisters and sisters and sisters that are jealous over one another. Because one of them may be gifted a little bit more than the other.
Amen.
They grow jealous. And jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Come on in the house. Proverbs, I'm bleeding here a little bit. That'll be all right. Miss Hall slapped me so hard the other day. Bless God, I'm still seeing stars. I'm telling you, she got me in the middle of the night with a backhand. She says she didn't, but now I'm telling you. She said, you got bit with something out there in them woods. I said, that ain't no bite. That's a Jap slap, man. I've had them before in my life. I know what's going on here. Amen. Now, Proverbs 6:34 says, for jealousy is the rage of man. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance.
Amen.
You fool with another man's wife and see how jealous he gets.
Amen.
If there's any man to him at all, he will.
Amen.
And if that man's not right careful, he will take out vengeance of his own.
Amen.
Jealousy will put a man in a rage, and that rage will cause a man to come out in vengeance against someone.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, this is a hard pill to swallow. But if we love like we ought to love, we'll let vengeance belong to the Lord.
Amen.
I will repay, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I'm telling you, just because I said that, I won't know about but the radio in here, the one trying to hit on my wife, trouble's coming. Sometimes God uses men to carry out His vengeance.
Amen.
That's right. Now, this jealousy brought about rebellion. Genesis 4:7, the Lord told Cain, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth in the door. But the rebellion led to hatred and murder.
Amen.
Do you see how? Hey, jealousy, the rebellion, to hatred, to murder. Somebody said, do you have text for that? Oh, yes. 1 John 3:11-12. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that you should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil. I said, it stemmed from an evil heart. His own works were evil and Abel's was righteous. And here come the hatred. He hated his brother because God had respect to him.
Amen.
But the thing of it is, if he would have done right, if he had just done right, he could have had the same respect that Abel had.
Amen.
But hatred sat on the throne of his heart. What's on the throne of yours this morning?
Amen.
Love or hatred? Come on in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God, are we Christians or not?
Amen.
Have we been to Calvary or not?
Amen.
Have we been bathed in the blood of the Lamb or not? Are we Christ-like or not? Are we made like Him or not?
Amen.
Do we love or do we hate? Are we in light or are we in darkness?
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Now, hallelujah. 1 John 3:15 said, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer.
Amen.
He hated his brother. The Bible said you're a murderer.
Amen.
And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. That tells me that those with hatred,
amen,
are not possessors of eternal life. I don't care. I said earlier what our lips says. Praise God, it's what our actions say.
Amen.
The proof is in the pudding for us.
Amen.
Amen. Now, it also originates in an envious spirit. Jacob and Esau. Jacob received the blessing that Esau coveted. And Esau coveted that blessing but couldn't have it. I'm going to tell you, you better be careful about covetousness.
Amen.
About wanting that which belongs to somebody else.
Amen.
Thou shalt not covet.
Amen.
Thy neighbor's wife, ox, ass, or anything that belongeth unto thy neighbor. That is a heinous sin.
Amen.
That stem that will lead to hatred, just as sure as I'm living here, just preaching here, that envy, that jealousy, will lead to hatred in the heart of somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody, really. Now notice, Esau said in Genesis 27:41, and Esau hated Jacob.
Amen.
Hated Jacob. Because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother. There it is again.
Amen.
Jealousy led to rebellion. That led to hatred. That led to murder.
Amen.
Envy led to rebellion. That led to hatred. That led to murder in the heart.
Amen.
If any man hateth his brother, he's a murderer.
Amen.
That made Esau a murderer to God.
Amen.
Come on now, this is a good Sunday school lesson if you get a hold of it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Proverbs 14:30 said, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. You know where envy rots away at? Right in that inner man.
Amen.
But envy gets right in the heart.
Amen.
And envy is a first, I might say it's a brother to covetousness.
Amen.
We envy what somebody else has. We want what somebody else has.
Amen.
We envy their home. We envy their automobile. We envy the money they make.
Amen.
We envy the power, the prestige, the possessions they have. I've even known of people that envy somebody because the wife that they have and been told that.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Probably won't be better tonight, so we can't say amen now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Joseph's brothers hated him because of envy. Bible said in Genesis 37:4, and when his brethren saw their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him. They hated him. And could not speak peaceably unto him. I wrote down here in brackets or parentheses, be careful how we speak to the brethren. If we never have a kind word to say about anybody, that may be a good evidence that rather than having love enthroned on our heart, there's a little hatred down in there. They hated him and was jealous about him because his father showed him a little partiality over them because he was daddy's baby.
Amen.
And the others got jealous.
That's right.
And they hated him. And the Bible said they could not speak comfortably unto him.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's a problem when you can't speak good about people.
Right.
Bad sign!
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Great.
Acts 7:9, talking about Joseph, and it said, and the patriarchs moved with envy.
Amen.
There it is. Sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him.
Amen.
Jacob loved Joseph more than his brethren. When Jacob's sons saw this partiality, they hated Joseph.
Amen.
They, and get this, they took their hatred out on the one that was loved rather than on the one that loved him. Joseph wasn't at fault. He could not help it. He had nothing to do with it. If they had a problem, they ought to discuss it with their daddy. May I say, if we got a problem with somebody, friend, we better go to them and discuss it with them rather than letting that lead to hatred in our heart toward them. Because they hated Joseph, and Joseph was as innocent as a lamb. He had done nothing at all. And sometimes people can hate you for no reason. I've had people to tell me that, Miss Patty. I hate you, but I don't know why I do. Yes. I'm telling you, you better be careful. When somebody's done nothing and yet we hate them, that tells me there's either envy there or jealousy there, one of the two.
Right.
Or an evil heart of unbelief where hate is enthroned rather than the love of God. A man saith he's in the light and hateth his brother, he is in darkness, even until now. Hallelujah. Amen. We ain't shouting, but I didn't figure we would be. Now, James 3:16 said, and where envying and strife is, there it is, there is confusion and every evil work. Those who hate others are envious of their fortitude most of the time when they're under stress or when they're in the midst of tribulation. They stay with God and stay right. And folks that are full of hatred and loss, they can't tolerate that. You know why? Because they see themselves as defeated and somebody else with victory, and they can't handle that. It causes that old hatred to crop up, boy. And the devil will see to it that it gets inflamed.
Amen.
And the fire will burn bright. It'd be my recommendation, if there's anybody at all in here today that thinks they might have any animosity at all in their heart toward any person in this building, that you'd go to them and get it right with God.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Now, I'm about done. Third thing, where does this hatred originate? In an empty soul.
Amen.
In an empty soul. It originates in an evil heart. In an envious spirit. And in an empty soul. Poor old empty souls today. All they know is how to hate. I mean, can you not see it in the world? Do you not see hatred in our world all around us? Some man and woman took their little baby the other day, cut that baby up and barbecued it. Can you get a hold of that? Men like this fellow up here in Illinois that no doubt has killed his wife and can laugh and joke and talk to the media about it and just smile and grin. Now they think that he put her in some kind of a pool chemical barrel and disposed of her something. Can you imagine the hatred? What about them two boys? And I don't have any grace at all when it comes to a pedophile. But what about those two boys that lured that pedophile into their grandfather's garage and stabbed him and cut off his head and put it in a barrel and wrapped it up in a tarpaulin and disposed of the body in one place and the head in another place? Hatred, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, we better wake up, because I'm going to tell you what is generally out there will eventually wind up in here. The world, if we let the world will overrun the house of God and deprive us of that wonderful love that God has bestowed upon us. Now I'm telling you, when our love is dampened for Christ and when our love is dampened for one another and our love is dampened for the church, you mark her down. That cold, callous spirit will creep in, buddy. I'm about like Brother Nolan. Ain't as many people going to heaven as what's talking about it.
Amen.
An empty soul. Now listen carefully and I'll be done. If a man hate his brother, his claim to salvation is invalid. For his profession is repudiated by his conduct. Conduct will prove what you really got.
Amen.
Where the rubber meets the road. He has mistaken an intellectual attainment for a spiritual experience. A lot of folks get her in the mind. They never get her in the heart. Oh, and on they receive it with joy. But by and by, for the word's sake, they're offended.
Amen.
Or else, there are some ragweeds grow up in their little garden and choke out the word. They become unfruitful.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, if all you've got is an intellectual, the devil will wear you out, friend.
Amen.
Ooh. Hey! Love is enduring! Love will persevere! Love is that which perseveres a child of God on in the Christian faith. Is his love for the Lord and his love for the church and his love for the brethren. Now, he may indeed be charmed by the spirit of the gospel, admired sublime and transcendent ethics, but he's lost. How many people have been charmed by the preaching of the cross? Oh, my. I've seen them cry crocodile tears. We'll get down and wail and weep and carry on and cry crocodile tears. And 6 months later, it didn't mean anything more to them than a rabbit dog would. They didn't get nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Salvation sticks. Old time, Holy Ghost, born again, still works. Grace is still efficacious. The cross is still glorious. Jesus is still wonderful. The life is still holy. It comes from heaven. Hallelujah. It's got a heavenly origin. It came from heaven and it's taken us back there. Amen. Now, he may have stole its logical doctrines and profound depths, but he's lost.
Amen.
What about this fellow Brother Ricky knows back there? Seventh-day Adventer. He thinks he's got her down pat. Oh, he embraces the doctrines. All of them but a few. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth? And that's just not talking about saving faith in individuals. That's talking about the whole body of faith found in the heart of believers. You can't believe part of it without believing all of it. If you're wrong on it, you're wrong. Mark her down, friend. Hey, John, I come to church on Sunday, not on Saturday. I'm not under the law. I'm under grace. Jesus got up. Early in the morning, they came to the tomb and he had died, got up. Hallelujah to God. Now, you believe what you want to believe, but here's what I believe. Now, I've never thought of this before in my life, but I've thought about it recently, and here's what I believe. I ain't heard no other man say it. Somebody said, when did he get up? Well, they come there a great while before day, and he was already, the stone rolled away, and he had already got up. Here's what I believe. I believe when the clock struck 12 midnight, he got up.
Amen.
Somebody said, what are you talking? Why 12 midnight? It's easy deduction, friend. When he got up at 12 midnight, he set aside the old and he brought in the new. Hallelujah to God. Amen. And he brought a new covenant of grace to this earth. For you and I. Thanks be unto God. Amen. I'm glad today. Woo! He got up. Thank God. He got up. Amen. He's still up. But one of these days he's coming back down. Until he comes down, we need to go out and bring him in. Then when he comes down, we'll all go up. Amen to God. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Heaven down. Hammer down. Leroy. Praise God. We're going to glory, son. And it's all because of love. L-O-V-E, love.
Amen.
Aren't you glad the Bible didn't say, for God so hated the world that he let us all die and go to hell? God loved the world and gave. Whoop. Hey, hey, hey.
Amen.
Nevertheless, the very light which a man eulogizes is still something outside of himself. He's lost. The light that he considers heaven is still outside of him. And according to our verse, this light is not something that's out of us. If you read it in depth and study it, it's a light within us.
Amen.
Abideth in the light.
Amen.
It's light within, not light without.
Amen.
When he came into the world, he was light without. But when he came into our soul, he became light within. And when the light came in, woo! The darkness had to flee. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I'm about to get happy a little bit. We would, if y'all would help me. He had never been experientially turned from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. Nor has the day star ever arisen in his heart. He's empty. He hates because he's empty. I want to read this little passage and I'm done. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out.
Amen.
When he has come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Empty.
Right.
Empty. No God.
Amen.
Empty. That's a self-righteous man.
Right.
That's a reformer.
Amen.
That's a professor without possessing anything.
Yeah.
Folks, as much as I preach shame on anybody in this church, let it die without God and go to hell.
Amen.
Surely you won't sit there in darkness when the power of God is available.
Yes.
Not only to transform your life, but to translate you into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
Yes.
Not only to reveal your sin, but to forgive your sin. Not only to make you feel unclean, but to cleanse you and wash you and make you clean.
Amen.
You got to feel unclean before you'll ever get clean. If I never did feel dirty, I never would take a bath.
Amen.
That's why I take two a day, one in the morning, one night. Wash what few hairs I got left on my head every morning in the shower. Take a shower every night. Amen. I won't be clean. I never felt dirty. Heard never feel dirty. And apparently I've seen some folks in this world that apparently never feel dirty.
Amen.
I've seen their hands scaly.
Amen.
God help us. Now, then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself.
Amen.
They enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Amen.
Origins of hatred.
Yes, sir.
An evil heart, an envious spirit, and an empty soul. If love is not enthroned there, hatred will be. Let's stand together.
Amen.
Our altars are open this morning. God's spoken to your heart. If you're here lost and without Christ, I invite you to come to Christ this morning. By the way, for a change, it is still morning. Barely, no, it ain't either. It's afternoon. You're here today and there's a problem with you or somebody. Go to that person. Don't wait.